Uncle C back in the office, and in this video I'm going to be discussing exactly why game is only for unattractive men. And if you give me 5 to 7 minutes throughout this entire video, not only are you going to have massive clarity as to what you actually have to do to become the best version of yourself to attract the quality of companion that you desire, but the fact is that you are not going to have to rely on any of these BS pickup, self-help, or motivational tactics to pump your state full of any mumbo-jumbo bullshit to try to attract women that you think you might need to do. This video is going to be a 3-step straight line process, and when you finally fully ingrain this into yourself, not only do you fully become what you know that you need to be, but you have the motivation to actually stay dedicated through the entire process. Now, fellas, before we begin, I wanted to quickly announce that registration for the MBT live webinar broadcast is now live, meaning if you're wanting to hop into this presentation that I've prepared for you, I highly advise you going down below and checking out the MBT system. When you register for that free broadcast, you're going to see exactly how all of the students I've been coaching have been using MBT to totally transform their dating lives once and for all. You're going to want to check that out, but moving on. The very first thing you have to understand why game is only for unattractive men is because this is really only for men who have not done the work. Number one, if you have not done the work, you're going to have to rely on game. Now, what is the work? What is the work? Well, the work is everything that comes down to your health, your wealth, your well-being, your body, your business, your balance, your lifestyle, how you can communicate, how high of cognition you're actually operating at. Now, I'm not talking about the work as face value, as, ooh, he hits the gym, he has muscles, or, ooh, he's rich. I'm talking about the work as in the work is the one thing that gives you social calibration. Let me explain why. When you've slaved away to be dedicated at your craft, dedicated towards your passion, dedicated in the gym, you fortify something called social calibration. Reason for this is because you've been through harder shit than most people. So you're able to walk a little bit better, talk a little bit better, be a little more cocky or arrogant, if you want to call it that, in times when most people would not be able to get away with it. Okay, you've actually done the work. You've put in the work to make yourself a man of resource, a healthy, strong, sexual, viable option. Now, the work. The work teaches true masculine frame. There's way too many men that I see that are constantly asking about masculine frame, saying, hey, is this a good version of masculine frame? Is this how you're supposed to act? Can I crack a joke here in this social situation? No, you don't understand. The work fortifies you. The work turns you into something that you once were not. The work ensures that you have the level of grit and dedication that 99.9% of men do not have. The grit teaches frame. The work teaches frame. You need to put in the work. If you do not put in the work, not only will your social intelligence and your calibration be totally off the charts, terrible, but you will not have the masculine frame that you know that you need to have. And next, the work actually builds a better you. This is where we're actually going to talk about the exterior, the external. If you've put in the work on your body, you radiate the type of masculine physique that most men just do not have. If you put in the work towards your purpose and your passion, you should have the level of financial capability and stability most do not have. When your finances increase, this is what men need to understand. As finances increase, social calibration and social intelligence increases. Reason for that is because you probably had to learn a wide array of skills. A wide array of skills to get people to trust you, to show people the benefits in working with you, to show people the benefits of what you can provide. And because of that, you actually understand human-to-human interaction. You understand how to show your value to the world in a way that creates need or urgency from the other party. That's exactly what dating is. One of the best things men need to understand is that dating and sales is very interlinked. Now, if you bring it to my second reason why game is only for unattractive men, this is something I used to only teach in my Masculinity Blueprint closed members group. I call this the Louis V method. Louis V method versus off-brand. Now you see, if Louis V is $2,000 for a handbag, and these salesmen throughout the mall kiosk stores are trying to sell her Chinese off-brand for $250, you have to understand both of these are purses. Both of these are purses, but look what Louis V is doing to this woman in her mind. Louis V is going to bring her status, she tells herself. Louis V is also going to bring her respect because others might think that she's rich. Louis V is also going to give her confidence because now she thinks she's one girl that can wear it and should be one of those girls that can show off her attire. Okay, this is everything in her brain that Louis V is going to do for her. She doesn't care that it's a 2K price sticker. And guess what? This doesn't take a salesman to sell her status, respect, and confidence. However, if you look at the flip side of this, the salesman selling $250 Chinese off-brand, he has to use game, he has to use tactics, and he has to use persuasion in order to get the sale. This is what game is with dating. Essentially, they have not done the work on the product. The product is you. This is why I say the work builds a better you. Since these brands have not done the work to bring the value of Louis V, what comes with it, guess what? Even if he uses game tactics and persuasion, even if his verbal skills are better, she still wants Louis V. Why is that? Why does she still want Louis V? She wants Louis V because Louis V actually means something. Louis V has value. Louis V shows that she's a woman of character and status. She wants her man to represent her the exact same way. Which is why if you are a man on your mission building a better you, you deserve high caliber women. And number three, the reason why game is only for unattractive men is because you will always be insecure. You will always be insecure day to day when you try to date. The reason is because A, you know it's fake. And B, you know other men are far more successful and far more better off than you. And not only that, when you know that your girl goes out on a Friday or Saturday night, you're insecure because you do not feel enough. There's no level of S3X that can fill that void. And not only that, these three things are the number one reason why men fail at dating time and time again. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you in the next one.